What's good, everybody? It's the Beachwood Podcast. We back again, episode 7. It's your boy Splitter. We got my boy Nephew here, nigga. Got this nigga Boomer here with us, nigga KP, aka the fucking Traeger Lady. Traeger Man in full effect. Y'all don't even know about this.
Hey, let them know who you are,
Kyle. Happy Mother's Day. That's the government, bro.
It's that man Potter, aka Shit Kicker Man.
Oh, the shit kickers, the fucking Red Wings
AKA
on these
Mr.
feet.
Mr. Jerky, aka Mr. Tri-Tip, aka Mr. Pig,
aka Pork Belly Burnt End.
Because he puts a whole fucking swine on a grill.
He put a pig in a Traeger and made a motherfucking poop worker.
All right, so if y'all don't know who this man is, all right, Boomer here, by the way. But if y'all don't know who this is our...
he's the luckiest man in the fucking world. First of all, he wins every giveaway.
Yeah, he is.
Even though when he tags me in the giveaways, I tell the people not to let him win.
To the podcast, he listens to the podcast 30 minutes before it comes out.
Facts.
Damn.
After it comes out. Sorry.
You hyping this man up like he's the president.
He's the president of the Beachwood Podcast.
Yeah, he's loyal, man. He's loyal to the soil. Dick.
Good critic.
Good critic. Good feedback. I think it was good. But
speaking of feedback, last weekend we went over there to Huntington Beach, took the families out there,
packed as fuck. Right, he was invited. He went to Tahoe instead.
Yeah, he went to. Over here, I don't even know what to call. Do we call him Mr. Traeger?
That's the Traeger Man.
Okay, so the Traeger Man was invited, but he decided to have a romantic getaway like a loser.
South Lake Tahoe.
And South Lake Tahoe,
no,
which
honey.
Is fucking gorgeous. I don't blame him. But anyway, so we went over there.
Let's go.
We took the families out there. We went out and visited my dude B Will, who he still is MIA.
Load management.
We brought this shit to do a podcast and didn't do a podcast. We were there for like 4 days.
Got too drunk.
So we went out there and just hung out. And first of all, I got into this because of feedback. So the lady that we rented the Airbnb from, this bitch had the audacity to fucking say that we owe her $108.64 for 6 missing towels and 2 towels that were stained.
Yes, non-bleachable.
First of all, ain't nobody taking your raggedy ass white towels from an Airbnb. Fuck out
of
here.
$4
Nobody
at the most.
Fucked.
Yeah, second of all, I used the same large towel the whole week.
Facts. Look, see, here's the shit that was fishy. It was 2 small towels, 2 medium towels, and 2 large towels. Like, how do you get a perfect number of each fucking one, lady?
Yeah, bro. When I got that, she said, thank you for understanding for the charges. Bitch, I do not understand.
Bro,
like, no.
So, no. She sent this man like, first of all, thank you for staying with us. But I have to let you know, it was $108 for these 6 towels. Thank you for understanding. Like, if he was just finna pay her $108.
Do you guys remember what I sent her? I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's right here.
Okay, look it up.
So she said, first, I'd like to thank you for staying with us. Second, I'd like to know that we are missing 6 towels, medium, 2 small towels, and 2 large towels, unable to bleach. We searched everywhere and could not find the towels. According to our notice, we would like to charge $108.75. Thank you for understanding. Okay, so this man Ahmed says, I just asked everyone in my family, and they said nobody took the towels. Please have the cleaning crew check double. We would not take any towels, but here's the funny part. We noticed a stripper's card and ones in the couch, so the cleaning crew might not be cleaning the right way. And then she was like, sorry for any inconvenience.
Listen, we found 72 ones in the fucking couch.
Dirty-ass ones, yes.
Dirty-ass ones that we left there because we didn't want to touch them because of the fucking dirty-ass Corona coochie.
Bro, it was bad.
The coronavirus.
Bro, yeah.
They were plain white towels.
So listen,
Egyptian cotton.
And then even after she said thank you for understanding, they sent me like a message from Airbnb saying, your host is still requesting $108. How would you like to respond? Well, I put decline, and then they put you have to comment on why you declined. I put did not take anything from the house, period.
Yeah, dead ass. Like, my wife did laundry the whole time to make sure, like, everything was good. So, like, they full of shit.
But we going
to
talk about how your daughter be coming up on shit, though. Because.
Oh. Also, we have to.
So, my daughter, I was looking for my wallet, bro, for a good hour and a half. And she fucking took my wallet and she was like, I asked her, hey, have you seen my wallet? She's like, oh no, but I could do magic. Close your eyes. So she went in the closet and then told me to close my eyes, and she pops out and says, look, I have it.
So then there was a 20 on the counter from when we went somewhere,
It was there for 3 days straight.
I literally watched her take the 20 and go put it in her little piggy bank thing, right? And then I told him, Ed, and he was like, hey, come here, you know, you got the money? He's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And then we caught her up somehow, remember?
Yeah, and she's like, it was only a dollar.
Yeah, she said it was only a dollar, and then she ended up getting caught up because she said, oh, well, I didn't even take that $20 bill. Like, oh, yeah, exactly. She had to bring it back. She was crying.
So
that was comedy.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of comedy that wasn't comedy, but also comedy at the same time. This man Chappelle hit us with a thing, last Friday?
Yeah.
Friday morning. It was a little 26-minute little clip.
That's it?
It was only 26 minutes. Yeah. That's why I told y'all to watch that shit.
I watched every second of it.
My fault.
And I'm not going to, okay, so I expected, you know, when times like this, you know, Dave Chappelle always speaks up and he has a crazy-ass perspective of it that makes you, think of it differently.
It makes you laugh sometimes.
Like, but, this shit was just different. Me being what I am and, I'm not going to lie, I was sitting on the shitter watching this shit, right? Because it was early in the morning and this shit dropped. I seen big...
Your legs were numb by the
end. My legs were numb. I'm sitting like
your
this.
Red marks.
You feel me? But, I'm not going to... I shed a tear watching that shit just because it hit differently with me. I don't know everybody else's experience, but just the way he said
that
shit...
The part that hit me the most was this man said that he was experiencing an earthquake in Los Angeles. And he said for about 30 seconds, he was the most terrified he's ever been in his life because he really thought he was going to die. So he was trying to put in perspective that this man, George Floyd, was laying down, fearing, he was pretty much seeing his life evaporate in front of him. But not just for 30 seconds like Dave Chappelle was, thought he was going to die. For 8 minutes and 46 fucking seconds, he was laying there. Just basically experiencing what Dave Chappelle was experiencing, only to die at the end. But that just goes to show you, honestly, I can relate to that because that shit hit home. Because I've been in situations, bro, where you thought you were gonna fucking die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been there, and to have that thought for 9 straight fucking minutes, dude. God damn, that's gotta be the biggest torture.
He was trying to say something too. He was saying, "I can't breathe," whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all you can do.
That, when Chappelle addressed that, I was like, God damn.
He has such a genius way of, putting out a thought and then roping it back in at the end of his shit. And it's just like...
I've never seen that side of him. He took it to a whole nother level.
Because, he's talked on topics like this before, mm-hmm. but he's made it funny. This shit was just like, no, I'm sorry y'all came here to laugh, but I'm about to give you this shit. And
You want to touch in on... what was his name? The cop that went crazy because he reported a misconduct and he got fired for it.
Yeah, so
because his partner was doing.
I forgot the cop's name and I feel like a piece of shit for it. But basically, a cop saw a lady cop
mm-hmm.
do some shit that was foul and reported it, and then he ended up getting fired.
Yeah,
and blackballed from the police force, and then he goes around, he ends up killing killing police officers, killing their fucking kids and shit like that. And it's just people say oh yeah, if you do this, you do the right thing, then you report people, you'll get, shit will get done. But it's he did the right thing and reported this person, and he ended up getting fucked in the end, which made him go crazy. He was a military veteran and all that shit.
Go ahead. But I feel like it's because there's just unwritten rule that cops feel. I feel like some of the cops have that. You have to be you have to look out for each other no matter what. You have to just be loyal to the badge, and you're a part of a group that you can't call somebody out.
Well, it's chain of command too.
Exactly.
You don't want to go over someone that's more qualified than you or whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, shit, man, that just goes to show you it's just a system from top to bottom.
But did you see that one female cop who was break down crying about her McMuffin?
Yes.
Did y'all see that? Please tell me you saw it.
All right, so we need a name for her. So I've seen a lot of people calling her leader of the Karens, but she's got to be Karentron or something.
Karentron?
Or she's got to be, I think, Karentron, because she's she's like the super Karen, because she's like a cop and she's a Karen. So.
But that kind of, I mean, that goes back to the mental health thing. I mean, people are saying to defund the police, okay, well, you know, you got to take away from the police money to give to, you know, mental health or education or whatever. That's a prime example. Shit, mental health. There should not be a cop with mental health like that working on the force.
Did you know in other countries like Norway, and there's like a few countries that I've seen, it takes at least 2 or 3 years to be a cop. Yeah. And look, I understand that, and I don't agree with defunding the police to...
I don't necessarily agree.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree, like, because I feel like, okay, if you're going to require them to go to school longer to be a cop, then it should be the opposite. Exactly. They should get paid more. Yeah. And I don't have a problem with that. If a cop's getting paid more, if he's doing his job the right way, and if he's getting more training and stuff like that, which is fine with me. I just feel like people are saying that out of emotion. And
I think my thing is, though, is like, you can do all the training you want, but if you're racist, you're racist. You can't change anybody's mindset.
But see, also part of that training has to be like community involvement. Like, you have, like, if you're going to be patrolling this certain community, you need to go out there and mingle with the people, basically, because that's how you create trust amongst people.
And not only that, but if you notice, a lot of these situations are never by state police, who, by the way, pull more people over than anyone.
Highway patrol.
Because state police go through way more intense training than your local PD guys do. And they get paid better. And that's the reason, for example, that's the reason CHP guys get paid better. And our dude over here, Mr. Traeger, works for the state, so he can probably chime in on this. Here you go. I see you looking at me nodding your head.
How you feel. I mean, you've gone through intense training, right?
It's also continued training, though, too.
You're constantly...
I mean, from the get-go, you have to get a certain amount of training, basic skills, all that. And then from then on, once you graduate, whatever academy you're in, you know, there's always ongoing training. Well, I think at the beginning, you know, maybe there should be more intense, more in-depth training, hands-on, more situational awareness type of training first. Mm-hmm. And then, once you graduate, go on with the continued training. Because, I mean, there's people I know that have had 25-year careers, but they're still learning new stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Every day, there's new certifications, new classes, trainings that they do. I have a family member, the same thing, same situation for a certain department. Not law enforcement, but different department, that they, ongoing training, always learning something new. Mm-hmm. I think it would be beneficial.
So would you agree, and you think that this, so do you think state police and state employees like that get more training than your local PD would?
No, they get the same. It's the same training they get. They have to go through certain skills, trainings that they do first in certain academies. So pretty much they all get the same training. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, local city, municipal departments don't get as in-depth training as, you know, the state level or the federal level. I don't know. I'm not too positive on that. Yeah. But I just think overall, you know, more training and more situational training will be beneficial for everybody.
Because from what I've heard, CHP goes through a lot. Pretty much it's harder to be a CHP than it is to be a local PD, which I'm sure
I think the academy is longer and it's more in depth, because I remember, because you can go to Merced College and do the police academy, but you have to go, I think, for
CHP. I don't know for sure.
Those CHP get paid way more.
But it's because they work for the state. So the state's paying them more. They get better benefits.
But also, it's a lot more stricter to be a CHP. Like, I know somebody who said, like,
there's different guidelines and different steps to go through. You know, some departments could require certain backgrounds, psych evals.
Right.
Some departments do and don't do polygraph tests, which, I mean, ultimately, I guess, could mean nothing anyway. But some departments do it, and some departments don't do it.
But what you're saying is the state does all that, is what you're saying. Like, this.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know for sure.
Because that dude in Minnesota, they said, had, like, one of the cops that was involved in that George Floyd thing had been convicted of crimes. Mm. How did he even become a cop if he had priors? Like, that don't even make sense. I mean, like,
probably the whole department itself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's somebody that needs to review that shit. Shouldn't be allowed. Like, how are you becoming a cop if you're a criminal yourself?
And that rolls back. So I don't think, like, getting rid of the police department is going to fix everything, but just take a deeper look into who you're hiring to police these communities. That like well, that's the main
and that's
part.
A totally different state. They could have different requirements than here in California.
Right.
They may not have as strict or, you know, hard whatever guidelines,
yeah.
regulations that we have here in California, or vice versa. I don't know.
So do you think it's coincidence though that none of these cops are state police? Like, because I never read about it being state police. It's always local.
I don't think
departments.
They're being put in that those situations.
Yeah,
though, honestly.
It's not as.
I think those situations
because
are
because
special.
State police aren't going
so
to crime scenes.
The
they're not going to.
They're a
not
city
going.
Department, so they're in the city working with community. Mm-hmm. You know,
true,
state
but,
police.
But,
they're
but
more
they also
on
pull
highways
more
free.
People over than anyone.
And, look, honestly,
but it's
too.
More for kind of
traffic.
The same similar traffic
yeah.
violations.
See,
so
and
much.
Honestly, too, like what I mean, which most people don't talk about is. It's like maybe state police are having different types of like so like for city PD maybe they're being trained to be like extra alert like in these situations and to be more aggressive in these situations than like a like cuz I like just I've been pulled over for certain shit and the PD is way more aggressive with me than when I got pulled over by a fucking cop in Turlock. Because I was fucking using my phone, like switching a song on my phone when I was driving. Like, it was just totally different fucking situations to where they were like way more calm and like way more confident in the situation, like, and how to handle the situation compared to a city PD where they were just automatically pulling their gun out on me and being like, oh yeah, like, you're gonna pull your gun on me for fucking checking a text message? Like, relax. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different mm-hmm. situations that I've experienced.
It just
that's my personal experience.
It sucks because you can't like all the training you do, you're always gonna miss something. You know what I'm saying? Like there's gonna be situations that you're not prepared for, but if you have common sense and you know a decent state of mind, I feel like you can handle it the right way. But I mean, off the wall shit does happen. You know, like someone might reach for your gun and you're not expecting it.
And you know what's crazy is the biggest assholes I've ever experienced have been CHPs. Like. To be real, it seems like the local deputies have always been cool with me.
Sheriffs are always
and then
cool.
Sheriffs are cool.
Well,
and then,
sheriffs are always usually more
and
cool.
And then shout out Mercer County Sheriffs. Y'all cool.
They're laid back.
And then, but CHPs have been asshole. Like, I kicked the CHP off my property one time because I pulled up and he said, because I obviously I own a business and I pulled up to my business and I seen 8 cop cars. So I was concerned and he was like, so I pulled up kind of fast. And he was like, oh, no reason to pull in here like a fucking idiot. So I look him dead in the eye and I say, no reason to talk to me like you're a piece of shit. And he looked at me and says, are you calling me a piece of shit? I said, no, obviously you're a decorated you're a decorated officer. You're a sergeant. I see your patches, but you're acting like a piece of shit. Am I an idiot? And he just looks at me dead in the eye and like gets close to my face and he says, we'll just have to agree to disagree. But what would you have done? Because... you've seen cop cars here. What would you have done if there was a robbery or anything? I was like, I was concerned for my business. He's like, what would you have done? I said, probably more than you because you're just AAA with a gun and these sheriffs over here are the real cops. And he fucking lost it, bro. He just like started talking shit to me. So a few seconds later, I got my blood's still boiling because this fucking cop's a dick. So I walk up to his fucking squad car and I said, you know what, officer? He said, what? I said, I'd really appreciate it if you get the fuck off my property. Right now, these cops are more than welcome to stay. And he just looks me dead in the eye and he just turns his fucking car on and he fucking takes off, bro. Like, bro, look, if he would have just told me, hey, man, you just shouldn't have pulled in like that. I would be like, you're right, officer, my bad.
Why were they there in the first place?
Some dude fell asleep at the gas pumps. So they thought that he was like dead or something.
Mm, this shit happened like 2 weeks ago at your store.
But bro, there was no reason to fucking tell me you shouldn't pull in here like a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason to talk to somebody like that. Like, I made an honest mistake. Like, I was concerned for my business. I made an honest mistake. I may have pulled in a little quick. You could have just, first of all, my private property. I should be able to do fucking donuts if I wanted to. It's my property. Right? Second of all, you should have been like, hey, I really would have understood. But don't call me a fucking idiot, bro. Like, there's no reason to approach me that way.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That just rubbed me the wrong way. And what's funny is after he left, the sheriffs were dying. They're like, bro, you're fucking crazy. And I was like, do you blame me, though? Like, should he have talked to me like that? And the sheriffs were like, nah, he shouldn't. Like, he was kind of being an asshole. I was like, Yeah, they were all cool. Like, there was always that one
That's an individual.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's where you can't generalize.
No, you can't. That's what I'm saying. There's always a dude that wants... I don't know if that motherfucker got beat up in school or he got bullied.
They have certain sort of power.
Yeah, so it was like a power trip thing for him, and he thought I was going to get intimidated.
It goes back to just anything. Like, whether it's the performer or certain individual, you can't generalize and, like, you know, just this one person... It's bad, so the whole...
Just like the rioters bad. And the looters, yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
There's,
yeah.
You know, there's peaceful protesters, and then you have these people that assholes. Are looting and rioting, you know, that doesn't also...
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what everything, the one person that's a fucking defector from everything is the one you fucking remember, and then it just...
Yeah, and then it goes back on to the original people...
But exactly. That's the propaganda in the media, bro. They portray shit, you know?
Yeah, of course. They never show the good shit that's happening. The news only shows bad news.
Speaking of betraying shit. All right. We're going to talk about my man Kyrie Irving.
Fuck Kyrie.
All right? And honestly, first of all, I just want to mention that I'm the biggest Kyrie. First of all, boom over here. I know y'all knows me. But I'm the biggest Kyrie fan here. I think he is... arguably the most skilled player or top three skilled players in the NBA today.
Stop.
Right?
Stop.
But.
Stop.
Bro, you couldn't even lead a locker room of men. What makes you think you're going to lead a whole movement? Like, I appreciate what you're trying to do. I really do. Like, what you're trying to, like, your message. But if you want to cancel the NBA season... wouldn't you call the president of basketball or president of the players union, Chris Paul, and the other most powerful fucking figure in the NBA, LeBron James, and the commissioner, and get together and come up with a plan for what your plan is going to be for Black Lives Matter movement, instead of just changing your mind because they couldn't tell you they couldn't, because they told you you couldn't go to Orlando.
First of all, it's fuck Kyrie Irving because he beat the Warriors that one year. second of all, you cannot hit on a black man for trying to change for his people.
I'm not hitting on him.
And I'm not saying you are, but at the end of the day...
Do you think his shit got taken out of, like, blown out of proportion? Do you think he said some shit in
He might have said that.
And if it did get blown out of proportion, it's his fault because he's always hiding behind sources and doesn't...
He's not hiding, though, bro. Like, it got leaked.
No.
But, it got leaked. It got leaked, bro. It's not his fault.
And Kevin Durant... I noticed this about these two guys. They're always, it's always says, sources said. Everything they say. I never hear that from LeBron. It's always LeBron posted Twitter or LeBron posted on a story. LeBron just speaks out. Like, if there's something on your mind, just fucking say it. Bro, you don't need to hide behind sources.
No, but here's the
You're
thing,
You're vice
bro.
President of the players union. You have a voice.
But here's the Use thing. It. Kyrie needs more people backing him up. LeBron can say whatever the fuck he wants, and everybody's going to follow him. That's just LeBron. But Kyrie, he doesn't have that leadership. He doesn't have
he's
that.
He's vice president of the players union.
But he needs people
leadership.
To back him up, bro. He's not like...
And that's why he should go to Chris Paul, who's president of the players union, and he's VP.
What has Chris Paul said about this? Honestly,
Chris, I haven't heard anything from Chris Paul.
I follow him on Instagram. He's posted some stuff. He actually is part of a big... I'll pull it up. It's like a big get-together.
Well, I know that initially when Kyrie's statements got leaked, people were tripping. But as the week went on, there was more and more like high-level players that were like backing him. So they kind of changed it, like, okay, well, maybe there is some fucking gravity
to
this shit.
Yeah, so Chris Paul's part of this big old, it's called Roots Picnic, and there's a performance by a bunch of artists.
Roots Picnic has been going on for 13 years.
Yeah, he didn't start that. Anyway.
No, he didn't start that, but I'm saying he posted that.
So my thing with this is like, okay, Chris Paul, yeah, LeBron, yeah. But Kyrie Irving, he's trying to do it his way. And it might not be LeBron's way. He doesn't agree with LeBron on it. And it may be for clout like you think, but it may be for actually change, bro. Like,
okay, but he has also been in the conversations about the NBA restart for over 2 months. And he's been for the NBA to restart.
But this was before all this shit happened, bro.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Because he, after the George Floyd incident, he was actually vocal about the NBA restarting and joining his team in Orlando.
Yes.
And once they told him he couldn't join,
he said that.
The very next day, he said, we should shut down the season.
But at the same time, there was two other people that got killed by cops, and then the lynching started happening as well. So that could change your mind, bro.
Exactly. No, it could.
Yeah, and
but what is your plan? To change their minds no, they shit. Are. But yeah. What is your plan?
I don't think he was ever gonna play anyway. So I don't think it was
exactly.
Was about that.
Exactly. So what I'm like, what is your plan? So it's like, I don't yeah. get it. Like I
and
really
see,
don't understand.
Look, and there's two sides to it because there is power in what he's saying. Like the league is like a 95% black league. Mm-hmm. If those people, if every black player decided to start their own fucking league or sit out, like that's the affects the bottom line and starts a whole fucking movement. Which
is what the NFL should do.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
And honestly, okay. And his number one job should be, okay, you guys can agree or not, but it should be he's vice president of the players union, right? Mm-hmm. So he should be looking out for his peers' interests, number one, right? Like, he should look out for their future and what's best for his peers, which is primarily black athletes.
But correct? Is this bigger than the NBA, the situation that he's in?
Yes, and let me explain why. Because if you sit out the season and your peers are going to lose billions of dollars the next 10 years in a CBA, because you're going to get – right now the CBA and the NBA is about 55-45, 50-50 with the players, right? Which – to NFL, it's way more lopsided. So, if you sit out the season, it's going to give the owners leverage to create a whole new CBA, which is going to reduce these players' salaries for the next 10 years and change the whole complex, like change the whole thing of the NBA salaries and players.
So, you're saying money, losing money is more important than trying to change.
No, but if you want to make change, you need money. Because let's face
why
it.
Why though? Why do you need money to change?
Because no. Because let's face it, bro. And to get shit done in this country, you need money and power.
Okay,
that's facts.
Okay, but when someone dies, like let's say George Floyd dies, whatever, everybody is donating to these, you know, accounts or whatever. What is that money really going to?
You don't need to go to nothing. You can create
who
your.
Who would
own?
You say sent money? Was it the Lakers? Who was it? Someone sent money.
Yeah.
Where does that money go to? What does that help?
See, you don't got to rely on that. See, if your players are getting big money, you can do shit like LeBron's doing. Okay, you go to your own... Okay, first of all, you can go to your own communities where you grew up. And honestly, I really feel like players should do that shit. You grew up in a certain community, go take care of that fucking community. Go fucking help build a school. Go help fucking change kids' lives in that community. Because if we're being honest, these communities need to be changed from the inside out.
But this isn't what the problem is right now. We're not dealing with at-large youth or problems with the youth. What are we dealing with right now? Social injustice. We're dealing with the police. We're dealing with this and that.
I agree.
We're dealing with racism. So how do we eliminate that? You can go back to your fucking community and do all you want, but you're not changing racism.
Could start at a younger age, though.
But back to your hood, if LeBron goes back to Cleveland, Ohio, you think there's a bunch of white boys lined up on the thing that he
but
can change?
But let me tell you, well, when you change these communities... And you raise these kids to be... Them kids that you're helping raise are going to grow up to make change. Them kids could grow up to run for office. Them kids could grow up and run and be cops themselves and make the change that you want in your community. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we will.
Money, at the end of the day, money is power. And if you want to talk about, okay, there's a slave mentality out here, there's racial, social injustice. If you give the owners power, which are primarily white owners in the NBA... If you give them all the leverage in the NBA, what is that considered?
But you know, you don't get the vibe of like the shut up and dribble shit when they come back and play right now? Like it's
I don't. Because look, there could be a positive of them coming back and playing. If the NBA and the players work together to where they have a platform in Orlando to where, who knows, they could have meetings and they could have plans and they can come up. I mean, they're going to be in a bubble in Orlando not doing shit.
Town halls.
So they could literally get together and plan shit.
Did you see that note that Jeannie Buss got from about Kobe?
Yeah, I did. That's disgusting.
See, like
not just Kobe, but just like...
About the Lakers. And yeah. But Kobe was in it. He was mentioning it. But like, that right there, bro, it's just, I don't know, man.
See, but also the flip side of it is if... So say they decide to sit out, right? And the NBA does what they do. They take over the CBA. They get the majority of it. If the players aren't with that shit and they really do just say, fucking nigga, we're doing it in the fucking big baller league and they make their own fucking league.
Though, bro.
But I'm saying, how much money is the NBA losing if everybody looks like Bob Cousy?
The players will lose more because, let's face it, and Tyler has agreed with this. He said it, actually. He's the one that said it, and I agree with it.
Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate.
These players are not going to fuck. Even if a few of them do, bro, these players are not next year, they're not going to. They're not going to turn down tens of millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, you're talking about like people that are 6th, 7th, 8th on the bench. They're for sure not going to switch. They need this shit.
But you saw it with Kaepernick. Nobody would sit out or nobody would even kneel, bro, because they were worried about their paycheck.
Well, there was only two people, and that was Eric Reed.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, what makes you think the NBA players, the whole NFL wouldn't even kneel with their brother, Kaepernick? What makes you think the NBA is going to lose tens of... But here's the thing, bro.
They have different
commissioners, too. Adam Silver is way more open to shit.
B. Will said this, and it kind of opened my eyes. He said 50 years ago, when slavery and all that stuff was still going on, he literally said, you wouldn't think in 50 years we would have a black president. No one ever would have thought that would happen, right? Mm-hmm. So 50 years from now, shit, we don't know what could happen in 50 years from now. You know what I'm saying? There could be a new...
I agree. But do you think... sitting 2 months out of playing basketball is gonna make.
I mean, they've been sitting now.
But also, it's an asterisk ass season.
Yeah, it is. Do you think sitting out two months might be
the season where you take that risk to sit out, because no matter who wins, it's gonna be like, oh well, nigga, like you had an easier road to it.
You can argue that this is gonna be a harder road.
Yeah, but that don't
because
matter,
you have though, a like, big ass like gap that it's gonna show who stayed in shape. Who took care of themselves, who took care of their bodies, and who stayed focused. So you can argue that this is the hardest season.
Yeah, you can argue that, but you know deep down there's going to be an asterisk on this season no matter
and,
what.
And we've all
it's a weird time.
We've all said this George Floyd shit, it feels different.
No, it does, definitely.
We've said that. We've said it feels different, like this is just a different situation.
2020 feels different in general, just overall.
It's been a fucking shitty year, honestly.
Yeah, fuck
and
this
like what somebody that I know just posted some shit on Twitter, and it kind of irked me, but like just they were just like, oh yeah, this I love life is going so great. And I was like, and I was typing, bitch, what year are you fucking living in? And I had to delete it because I was like, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? This has been shit. What year are you living in?
One thing I saw that was interesting is that they went after Jerry Jones.
I was just gonna talk about that.
On not really speaking up, which I feel like it's unfair to just go after one owner. Because it's like, how are you just going to pick
the owner? I don't think it is, and I'll tell you why.
But only because Jerry Jones is low-key the fucking commissioner.
Let me tell you, everybody knows this, bro. Jerry Jones runs the fucking NFL, and he has Roger Goodell in his pocket.
On his dick.
Anything Jerry Jones... Bro, Jerry Jones is like... Like it or not, he's the fucking figure. He's the head of the owners in the NFL, bro. Mark Cuban in the NBA spoke up. He's one of the figures in the NBA.
NBA's just different.
Jeannie Buss spoke up.
NBA's just different.
It is. But see, that's where there needs to be change, bro. The NFL needs to show that they're.
I mean, Roger, he's trying now with Kaepernick.
Too late, bro. He's a piece of shit.
I don't know. Well, how do you feel about that?
And it's also like, look, Kaepernick, like honestly, but like if he tells him suck a dick, I'm not gonna play. Like I'm with that, but
Kaepernick.
The other side of me is like, bro, I want you to fucking play just because I want you to prove me.
I said 2 years ago that I didn't think he would ever be back in the league, and now I mean it's looking like he might, which is crazy.
As sad as it sounds,
and
bro.
You have a black coach. Coaching for the Chargers, that's like, yo, we're going to give him a shot.
That also said that we are happy with our three quarterbacks we have.
Do you know what their three
quarterbacks? So, bro, I've given up.
Also, the three quarterbacks are like...
Easton Stick. Like,
I've given up on him coming back to the league. And to be honest with you,
I kind of
he sat out so long, and I hope he doesn't... Part of me hopes he doesn't come back, because I feel like him sitting out 4 years, he's going to probably struggle.
And then if he struggles...
And if he struggles, it's just going to fit their narrative. Like, oh, look, he was never good enough to come back.
But also, there's fucking people that are third-string quarterbacks that have been in the league for, like, fucking 14 years being a third-string quarterback, but they're still on the team.
I don't think he comes back, bro.
I really think he's making more money off the field, bro. So it's like,
well, I don't think he should.
I don't know, because he's spending hell of his own money.
He is.
He probably gets a lot of donations and stuff, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people...
A lot of people now are donating. Camp and shit.
Like, I'm sure LeBron donates some shit to him, you know, like and all the big powerful athletes or whatever. But
so speaking of athletes, Ezekiel Elliott got the Rona.
Bro, there's a lot of people. There was like Clemson had, what, 29 players?
Yeah.
Bro, one of the players on the Niners got that.
So I remember a few weeks, I think it was longer than a few weeks. So Dak Prescott was having all these parties, right, with Zeke Elliott and all these guys coming over and shit. And everybody criticized him for it, and Dak was like, oh, there's hardly anybody there. Well, Zeke got the Rona now.
He's mad that it got exposed, too.
And he's mad that he got exposed, so who knows?
Zeke has the worst off seasons of any player. Every year he has season some shit, bro.
Always.
Beating up women.
But, like, so, like, look, even though the Cowboys have been ass for years, for 20-plus years, they...
Two playoff wins in 25 years. For some reason,
they're still on this high-ass pedestal in the pinnacle of the fucking league. America's team, even though the Patriots...
Even though the Colts
technically
are.
Should be... Look, the Patriots are named the Patriots. They should be... They're America's team, bro. And they win a lot.
I agree.
But, like...
Quick note, the Jacksonville Jaguars have more playoff wins the last 25 years than the Cowboys. Go ahead.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Facts.
That's a
Colin Kaepernick has double the amount of playoff wins the Cowboys do the last 25 years. Go ahead.
Fuck. I don't even know what to say after that, bro.
Kaepernick
has
4 wins. The Cowboys have 2.
Shout out to Tony Romo.
Since 1995.
Tony Romo ain't won none of them shits either.
He didn't win one?
He won one, and then Dak won one.
Damn. That's disgusting.
Jimmy won 2 just this year. Just say what?
Yeah, Dak won one, what, 2 years ago?
You can't say Jimmy
those were more
won
recent.
Yeah.
You can't say Jimmy won it, bro.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
I got a room full of Niners here, bro.
Wait a minute. Wait, Dak. All right. Dak threw like, you, for like 110
B-Row,
yards.
B-Row, who would you rather have? Dak Prescott or Jimmy Garoppolo? No cap.
That's tough, bro. I'll say Jimmy G right now.
All right.
I'll give you Jimmy G.
I'll take that.
I feel like Dak has more
athletic ability.
Potential. I think Dak has more potential.
Not as a passer. I don't think as a passer. I think Jimmy has a better
passer.
He's
accurate, bro.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. What games are you watching?
When he first got in the league, he was killing. Now he's fell off a little bit, but he has weapons this year. He has no excuse. So this year it'll tell everything.
Because
Jimmy has everything in front of him.
Dak was also in a situation where he had an elite running back to where like the play action is gonna fucking work.
Elite running back.
That's true.
A star receiver, a star tight end, a star offensive line.
Who was a star tight end?
Wow. Yeah, half star tight end. But anyway, he's solid tight end. He has Blake Jarwin. But they have Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and Randall Cobb. That's a solid receiving core.
No, he has weapons.
And then Zeke Elliott and the best not the best offensive line, but probably top 3 offensive line in the league.
Honestly, the Colts probably have the best offensive line.
Probably top 3.
The Colts are the best.
Cowboys are top 3, top 4 offensive lines in the league, right?
I don't know. I feel like he does.
Defense was solid with DeMarcus Lawrence and Byron Jones and Jalen Smith and all these dudes. Yeah. But they were nice.
Do we hold him to a higher standard because he plays for the Cowboys though? If he played for the
no, because you're throwing balls in the grass, bro. You're throwing balls in the bro. He had like 1,200 garbage time yards this season, and people were going crazy because he led the league in passing yards. Passing yards mean dog shit, bro.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub led the league in passing yards.
How many wins you got?
You know what I mean? Jimmy was like top 5 in every category.
But I mean,
touchdowns.
Jason Garrett has something to blame on that too.
Jason Garrett, I don't know how he has a job, honestly.
I'll tell you how he has a job. He was on his knees giving Jerry deep, deep, deep throat.
The glut twist 3,000 come in my face. Not mine.
Jerry. To be real, I don't blame him, bro. If a man is paying me all this money to be a bum, I'm going to do whatever he says, bro. Like, what the fuck? What is he? He was paying him like $6-7 million a year or some shit.
Okay, but are the Cowboys going to pay him, though?
You know what's crazy is Andy Dalton's about to be the starting quarterback.
Bro, he's about to hold out.
Question. Would you rather have Andy Dalton as your starting quarterback and sign Jamal Adams? Or would you rather have Dak Prescott and no
Jamal
Adams?
Bye, Dak, bro.
Dak gotta go. If that happens, Dak gotta go.
Because what's really the difference between Dak Prescott and Andy
Dalton?
Not
very much.
Mobility.
That's it.
But barely. Andy Dalton's mobile is
fucked too. Bro, Andy Dalton never had an offensive line in Cincinnati. I mean, he had AJ Green and he had decent weapons.
He's
but
a ginger, though.
He had, huh?
Not as many.
Yeah. Not as many.
He's had injured running backs and injured wide receivers his whole career.
Name one ginger that thrived at the quarterback position in the league.
That's a good one.
Zero. My point. I don't think he's gotten in him.
Andy Dalton's had some years, though.
What's Dak showed you that you think he deserves $40 million?
I didn't say he deserves $40
million. Does he deserve 35? He turned down $35
million. I mean, he knows his worth.
No, he don't.
He doesn't know his worth. No, he don't. But you can't hit on a man for trying to get money.
I don't. But like, be realistic.
Someone's going to pay him.
No.
Someone's going to pay
him. No one's going to give him $35 million. You telling me
the Jacksonville Jaguars won't pay him $35 million? Fuck out of here.
Because they just tried to give Nick Foles $25 million.
Exactly. No. And they did it. They gave Nick Foles $25 million or whatever it was.
No, they won't pay him $35 million.
Trust me, they will. Someone's going to pay Dak. And it's not going to be the Colts.
Look, as a Niners fan, I hope they pay this man Dak $70 million a year. And have nobody else to pay.
I'm not going to lie. As a Niners fan, Cowboy fans are the most disgusting fan base in all of sports.
As Niners fans, you guys are about to pay Kittle. How much?
I don't give a fuck. That's pay him $65 million. He is worth every
He's the best tight end in the league and like a top five fucking lineman in the league also.
He's a top five lineman, top five receiver, and the best tight end.
So you're paying Jimmy how much? And
25.
Kittle how much? I don't know, bro. You're about to have... Well, I guess your system is fine, though, with running backs and receivers.
Listen, bro, I will donate money to fucking... I will donate to make sure they take care of Kittle to keep the rest of our team. Trent Williams just took a restructure on his contract. Yeah. They restructured his contract.
Jamal Adams fucking slide, nigga. You know you want to play with us.
Jamal Adams said the 49ers' front seven is a DB's dream. But also, I read... Shannon Sharp, I was watching yesterday, said Jamal Adams... He wouldn't pay Jamal Adams. He wouldn't make Jamal Adams the top safety.
He's paid good. In the NFL. I don't think he's like.
He said the best. He's not Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu level. He doesn't deserve that money.
I agree.
But I'm like, fuck, bro. He's top three.
He could help, but with you guys, with the Niners, with the front that you have, he could be Ed Reed.
Like he could play freely.
Yeah.
Because you have this front seven that's gonna be.
It's all about the system and what you.
Because
got
yeah, bro. I mean, this front seven made Jimmy Ward and just Jaquiski Tartt look like Pro Bowlers. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Exactly. And they were from fucking fucking third round picks, damn near. Like they should have been, but.
Yeah, Malik Hooker is better, but...
yeah, we don't even know who that is.
He plays for the Colts.
Yeah, exactly.
You say you want to get a hooker?
Bang, bang, niner gang.
Gosh,
it's weak.
I went to the NFC Championship game this year against the Packers, and when we gave them fucking...
Smash.
When we gave them three kids and a fucking...
and a miscarriage. And a foster child.
God damn, bro. That game was so wild. We were up 27-0 at halftime. And I was texting B-Will, and he was just like, B-Will's like, bro, this fucking 49ers team may be one of the best teams I've ever seen.
He always says that, bro.
Living in the moment, right?
Every time someone loses, like, every time LeBron loses to a team, that team has got to be the best team ever, bro. I'm not talking about the Warriors. I'm not talking about the Warriors. He said the fucking Mavericks.
He used to be a Niners. Remember that shit? See, Kyle's here.
No, the Mavericks.
Look, B-Will.
I disagree with.
B-Will probably not going to listen to this, but, like, we grew up with this man, Braden. His first team was the Packers, and his second team was the Niners growing up. Bro, but he don't want to admit that shit now. And I always brought it up in the chat. Like, bitch, you used to be a fucking Niners fan. I guarantee he has an old picture of him in his Niners shit.
He always tries to justify losses. Like, I've never seen someone try to justify losses like B-Will. Like, he literally said LeBron.
I could justify a lot of LeBron's, but the 11 Mavericks, I can't.
That Mavericks team that they lost to, the Heat, he said that was the best shooting finals performance he's ever seen.
Nah.
I'm like, bro, you can't say this is the best performance you've ever seen every time your team or you're the person you're
LeBron
going for loses.
That Miami team should have beat that Dallas team in five.
He knows.
That Miami team shouldn't have. They should have had five.
You're not here.
Load management.
LeBron should have gave them 35-8-8 the whole series.
But he didn't because he was scared of Wade because it was Wade's team. Fuck out of here. I hate Brennan's fucking analysis on LeBron, bro. I wish he was on here right now.
By the way, LeBron's the GOAT, but go ahead.
No, he's not. You said Kareem was the GOAT last time, so now LeBron's a GOAT?
They're both GOATs. Jordan's third. Actually, Kobe's third. Jordan's fourth.
Oh, my God. I'm not even gonna talk
about it. Kobe would fucking Ben Jordan over one-on-one.
So what's the next thing we talking about? We talking about J. Cole.
Hey, was there a PSA that we've been sipping a little bit? Just to let everybody
know. Oh, yeah. Just to let everybody know.
I've never drank in my life.
We
anyway, sipping. Anyway, so we're going to stick to the sports topic, right?
We're going to cap it off right now.
So Tyson and Anthony Joshua.
Yes.
Well, Tyson Fury.
Let
me clarify. Tyson Fury, not the fucking GOAT Mike Tyson.
So, this has been a long time coming. They're both British. Anthony Joshua, they're kind of freeze Anthony Joshua out because they were kind of like, or Tyson Fury and Wilder were both kind of like, fight me, and it was kind of like, oh, like, they were blaming each other, like, oh, no, y'all pussy on both sides, right? So now that Anthony Joshua lost to, what's his name? What's the fucking Mexican dude he fucking lost to?
Fuck, I don't know.
Whatever his name was, he fucking lost to that man. So they kind of tarnished his name, like, all right, bro, you lost to this no-name dude, right? And then now they signed a 2-fight deal, which we don't want to see that. We want to see Wilder and Fury fight again, right? We honestly, we need to see that, right? But they signed a 2-fight deal. Whatever the reason is, they did it. So this is going to be the Battle of the British, and it's going to really fucking,
the Battle of the British, that sounds nice.
People discount Anthony Joshua, but also this man was knocking niggas out his whole career. He has one loss. And he got caught. What a hot one. In boxing, any fighting thing, all it takes is one hot one.
Tyson Fury is probably the most out of shape out of shape looking boxer.
But he's so skilled.
I've never seen
he's so skilled at boxing.
This motherfucker looks like he drank a 12-pack of Natural Light before the fight. And he gets in the ring and just fucks you up.
And look,
he shotguns him.
He's not flashy. His shit's not pretty, but
powerful.
But,
technique?
But yeah, if you understand the sport of boxing, his technique is flawless. Like, he knows how to box. Not fight, box. And that's why he's able to beat somebody like Deontay Wilder, who will knock you the fuck out in 10 seconds. And he stands up through all that shit.
I was disappointed in Wilder blaming it on his stupid suit and all that shit. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You come out in those every fight.
Wilder should have just took that out like a man.
You always come out in those.
Look, he was outboxed in that, and that's the truth of it.
Yeah, and I feel like Wilder always relies on his athletic ability.
But you need to run that shit
more
back.
Dominant than anyone else, and he just felt like...
Yeah, as a boxing fan, I want to see Wilder and Fury again. I don't want to see Anthony Joshua and Wilder and Fury.
Do you think McGregor Mayweather is going to happen again? I have a feeling
it's happening.
It is just for the money. Bro.
It's happening.
They're calling it out, but honestly, I don't want to see that shit either.
I'm not going to watch it.
But
I might watch it.
But McGregor... McGregor's like, and in McGregor's head, he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna have one more Mayweather fight. It's gonna be like 17 fucking MMA fights.
Yeah,
money wise,
and
I'm gonna retire.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't.
He made 120 million.
Done on the MMA
yeah, he already made 120 million in the last fight. If he makes another 100, he's solid.
And his brain's still intact, he's fine.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. For the Mayweather gave him brain damage last fight.
We were watching it at my bachelor party, remember?
They said that McGregor had brain damage after the boxing.
During my bachelor party, we were watching it on my phone at the fucking casino. It was during that weekend. Remember, we were driving everywhere trying to find an HDMI cord and all that shit.
I really have a lot of Fireball involved. But
yeah, this man chugged the whole bottle of Fireball.
I really feel like Mayweather let that fight go on more than it should, just because.
Oh yeah, because you could tell when
he ripped the people off and
give the fans what they want.
Let's be real, bro. Boxing is just—he's
not one to just finish quick, anyway, though.
No, he's not. But I do feel like he
paused.
He takes a honey pack for sure.
I do feel like
he's not like Boomer.
I do feel like he could have TKO'd his ass in like the fourth round.
Yeah,
because his boxing skill was way better.
But he's just defensive.
But
so.
Same reason, if Mayweather got in the octagon, fucking McGregor would knock him out.
Oh, yeah. McGregor's not lasting.
It's the same thing. It's the same situation.
It comes down to styles and regulations of what it is. And
Mayweather wouldn't put himself in that position.
Yeah.
He's too smart.
He didn't even want to fight nobody that was legit when he was boxing. What makes you think he's going to get an MMA ring?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, that nigga was undefeated, and he fucking.
I mean, if I got to fucking play the Sacramento Kings every day on 2K, I'd be undefeated too.
Imagine not being able to read or write,
Oh, wow, and you can speak racism, bro.
How's that racism?
Damn,
bro. You can't read or write.
He grew up in an underprivileged community. He didn't have good teachers.
They don't teach him.
Nah, play.
He can't read.
First of all,
he don't need to read.
Charlamagne's a dick for exposing that.
If a dude that
shit.
Can't read is living in a fucking $50 million mansion, then I'm gonna fucking reevaluate my life.
I'm trying to be literate.
Like I'm doing something wrong, bro.
My daughter's dropping out in third grade.
This motherfucker can't even read, and he's getting fucking pedicures with fish eating the dead skin off his teeth. Like, what the fuck?
I've heard that's good.
You seen that shit?
Yeah, I've heard that's good.
Yeah, okay, another thing. I've seen a thing where Mayweather flies in a private jet, and he has another jet for his homies and his luggage.
Wow.
Behind him.
Yeah, stop doing that first.
Like,
of all.
Why, bro? Like, why? Why would you? And shout out Oscar De La Hoya, because Oscar De La Hoya said this shit, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but he said Floyd Mayweather is going to be fucking broke one day because he's too stupid to make good investments.
Yeah.
And he relies on all that money coming in from boxing.
He just needs to have the right financial people around him. You know what I'm saying?
50 tried to help him. But
and yeah, 50 tried, bro. 50 tried to get him going, and then Mayweather thought that 50 was trying to fucking...
I mean, we're over here talking about his money. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, Oscar De La Hoya shows up... Bro, Oscar De La Hoya shows up in a fucking three-piece suit, crispy clean,
with
and gets
tranny.
Paid more money and pays these fucking boxers whatever he pays
with
them and makes twice as much as they do.
With the transgender.
Who?
Oscar De La Hoya.
He's transgender?
No, he got caught with a transgender.
But, just to go to show you that there's levels to this shit, after Oscar De La Hoya lost to Floyd Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya is the one that wrote the check to Floyd Mayweather after the fight, bro. Did you know that? The fucking check that made out to Floyd Mayweather was Golden Boy Promotions
paid
Floyd Mayweather. Like so basically, like Oscar De La Hoya, that fight... made probably double what fucking Mayweather made, and he lost.
And also, you can make a case that he won that fight,
but I think he did because Oscar was the champ at that time, and in boxing, the unwritten rule is
you have to knock out the champ.
The unwritten rule is that the person that wants to win the belt has to be the aggressor.
Yeah,
and Mayweather wasn't the aggressor that fight, bro. And De La Hoya was going after him the whole fight.
Yeah. I remember that.
And see, Mayweather fights are so hard to evaluate because you watch it like, ooh, and then you watch the replay and you're like, wow, he blocked 25 punches in a row.
But
nigga did not get
touched. De La Hoya won that fight, but I'm going to tell you why they didn't give it to him. Because De La Hoya was on his way out. They needed a new cash cow for boxing, and Mayweather.
Yeah,
was that
because
cow,
they did the same thing with Canelo and Triple G. Triple G won them fights.
Yes. He won the first one. 1,000%.
The second one,
you can argue a draw, but the first one, there was no doubt.
The first one, for sure, was no doubt. The second one was close, though. The second one was close. I'll give him that one.
Yeah, Mayweather made Canelo look like a punching bag, though, when they fought.
But Mayweather also admitted after that fight, he's like, he realized, like, okay, I need my own shit. And that's when he started his own shit and was like, I need to get my money. Yeah. We ain't going to a strip club in Vegas. That shit.
We going to Vegas soon, though, huh?
Oh yeah, me and Tyler coaching.
No, we're not.
Me and Tyler coaching.
You ain't going to Vegas. Forget
no, we're going to Vegas.
Are you really?
Yeah, July 20 something.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're gonna go.
You already paid for this shit?
No, but we're going. You're going too.
Oh, let's go.
I'm gonna go for March Madness if it even happens.
March Madness not happening.
That's a whole year away.
They're not even gonna do it next year, I bet.
Well, I got these fucking Allegiant vouchers.
Let's take it before we go to
tournament. Yeah, we're going to tournaments. What's up?
Let's go. At the convention center, let's go. What is that? UNLV?
Is it the UNLV thing?
No, it's like, I don't know.
I think it's where the USA team plays.
Yeah, it's the one where LeBron and all them, they would pull up because they would always be there for summer league, watching the summer league.
Yeah, well, LeBron the GOAT, yeah, like him. Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? He was there?
Yeah, he was always there after he lost in the finals.
Remember when LeBron first signed with the Lakers and he showed up with them Lakers shorts and everybody's like, the fucking shorts are hella sick. Like,
I don't remember none of that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Listen, bro. LeBron is the greatest fucking athlete. Oh, nah. Muhammad Ali, to me, is still the greatest athlete ever. But LeBron James is the greatest fucking
talking about
team
physical?
Sports
stroke,
athlete
stroke,
ever.
Stroke
what about
off.
Jerry Rice? I just made this nigga's brain hurt.
J. Jerry Rice is no doubt the best football player to ever breathe. Football, yeah. Him and Tom Brady, the two, but Jerry Rice is him, probably the best.
Yeah, him and Peyton Manning.
Like, bro, I would outrun Peyton Manning right now.
Okay.
I'm
fucking not even in shape.
Hey, he ran for 40 yards on the Raiders.
Hank Basket. No.
You remember when Peyton scrambled for 40 yards on the Raiders?
The play action.
Yeah, he bootlegged out. He was gone, bro.
I mean, nobody expected that shit. Yeah. I would have saved that shit for like the Super Bowl or something.
I swear, like every like three steps was one step for that. It's like. Like Scooby Doo,
when
they run in place.
What's crazy about Kaepernick? What's crazy about Kaepernick? I was at that Packers game, the playoff game, where he ran for like 180.
Yeah,
bro,
181.
It's fucking insane because his feet didn't look like they were moving that fast. But his strides are so fucking long.
He's like
a
gazelle, bro.
Like each fucking stride was like 5 yards.
Yep.
So he was just like.
So
and Charles Woodson was just like. Stuck in his shoes.
Here's
bro.
My thing. This is why Peyton's the GOAT. Because if he did all that with no athleticism, negative athleticism, bro. Imagine if he had.
He also had the best defense.
Tom Brady did it with no athleticism.
You said Peyton Manning had the best defense
with the Broncos.
Tom Brady did it with no athleticism either, bro. Like
he did it for how long? Who did?
Tom Brady has cement shoes.
He has way more athleticism than Peyton Manning.
I wouldn't say way more.
I think they're kind of close.
Bro. Fuck no.
I never seen Brady scramble.
That's just because he doesn't.
Brady's
have
to. A little more, yeah, I mean, but
he's
not
a system
by much.
Quarterback,
not by much. We're gonna find out this year.
Yeah, facts.
If Brady's holding up the chip this year,
I want
nephew and B Will
I'm gonna say
to
this.
Get a picture of Tom Brady and draw a dick on it and open their mouth if he's holding up the Super Bowl trophy.
I'm gonna say this: if the Patriots have a better record than the Bucks,
they will not, and
I
will bet
ever hear you
I
say
will,
anything about
I will,
Tom Brady.
I will
ever again.
Suck a dick if the Patriots. Hold up.
We heard it. We heard it here first.
I will suck a dick,
dick
if the
talk.
Patriots have a better record than the fucking Buccaneers. It will not fucking happen.
Do we pick whose dick?
Or? Yes.
Yeah, whose dick is getting sucked?
Oh, it will not happen, bro. It will not fucking happen.
Okay, we got you on record.
Buccaneers
now.
Are probably going to go 12-4, 11-5.
Ooh. Buccaneers are going 9-7.
And they're
going
to play the Niners in the NFC Championship and
Patriots
lose.
Patriots are going 10-6.
They're going to play the Niners in the NFC Championship and lose.
Jared Stidham, MVP. Watch, bro, you're sleeping on him. I'm telling you, Bill Belichick.
I'm fucking snoring because Bill Belichick is dog shit without Tom Brady. And you're going to see why.
He was with Cleveland before Tom Brady.
And did nothing.
You can't
and got fired.
Who does anything in Cleveland? Nobody.
Okay, he's supposed to be the GOAT. He should. He was 5-11. He was 5-11 before Tom Brady got there. The second year Tom Brady started, Super Bowl.
Yeah, so the fucking 7th round draft pick that came in 1 year later made the Patriots just that much more elite.
He's fucking, he's clutch.
But you could also make a case because he came in that Super Bowl.
We're going to see. We're going to find out next year. When the Patriots are 4-12 and get swept by the Jets and the Dolphins.
All right, we'll see.
We're going to find out next year. All
right.
Because they lost them defensive players, so they're going to see. We're going to see. And they lost some offensive players, too. So we're going to see who's going to carry him. It ain't Tom Brady's shoulders no more there.
I just know if the Bucks don't have a better record than the Patriots, we're going to come back to this. What is this, episode 7? Mm-hmm. 8? 7? Yeah, we're going to run this back.
Episode 7 around the 54-minute mark.
57.
And Colts will have a worse record than the Niners.
57-minute mark.
No.
Well, first of all, Colts are going to be fucking number one pick in the draft next year.
Oh, man.
I actually love Phillip Rivers, and I really think that he can.
We might win the division. You guys might get second, maybe third.
In our division?
Yeah. You guys are going to get figured out just like the Rams, bro. I'm going to say right now. Just like the Rams. I think you guys can win the division, but it's going to be at like 10-6. I don't think it's going to be at 11-5.
As long as we win the division, I don't give a fuck if it's 4-12.
It's a tough division. Seattle's going to be better.
It is.
Seattle's going to be worse.
Yeah. It is.
They lost Jadeveon Clowney. They lost a wide receiver.
Seattle.
They lost.
They're always in games,
because
bro.
Of Russell Wilson, yeah.
Russell Wilson did carry a fucking whole team on his back.
I'm going to tell you right now, D-Hop's fucking y'all up.
With who, bro?
Kyler Murray, what you mean?
Sherman's giving him dick.
Kyler Murray gave you guys dick.
When Jamal Adams pulls up, though. No, I'm playing. I wish he did.
Richard Sherman, listen to me. All right, let me tell you. As a corner, do you think giving up 59 yards in a game is very bad?
How many catches?
I think two catches. No, about four catches.
So it sounds like he got beat on like
slants. One catch. He got beat on a 38-yard catch.
When was this? What games?
The Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was the one bad game he had the entire season.
He got whooped on one route. I remember.
It was the Sammy Watkins one. Yeah, That's it.
That was like, a 38-yarder.
But who's like, arguing that?
But what I'm saying is people are like, oh my God, he's done. He's trash. No. Bro, he gave up 59 yards that game.
He's above average.
And it was the best, the speediest wide receiving core in the league.
You guys play a lot of zone though, don't you?
Yeah, we do. But still, what I'm saying is like he does his job and he covers his side of the field very well. Like, and Pro Football Focus had him ranked number one in the league last year.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, of course you don't, because there's no Colts on there. But
look, speaking
they also
of
Colts, had, yeah.
All right, so look.
Speaking of Super Bowl losses.
Speaking of Super Bowl, no, so look, so Cole out here, right? J. Cole dropped the track the other day. And he basically called out this chick named No Name, who's boots on the ground with the whole movement that's going on. And kind of was talking shit low-key. It was a great song. It was J. Cole, and we know what J. Cole gives us. But he kind of called out somebody who's really boots on the ground with this whole Black Lives Matter movement, right?
Did he call her out, or did he, like,
put her
out there?
Well, her name's No Name, so he didn't call her by name. But
I thought he, like shed light on her. Did he call
so
her
look,
out?
Like, yeah, well, that was... So, like, the narrative is that... Because it was the wording in the song was kind of like, oh yeah, you're doing this, this, and that, but your tone is wrong. So he kind of, that's where it kind of took the turn for people, and kind of turned to almost slander. But we know J. Cole is not going to be against advancement of his people, right?
But he even said like he's not as educated. Well, he's educated, but he's not as like, how would you say it, built for, you know, being a head leader of like
he admits that like I could fucking do more, like I'm not even like I say all this shit, I have these ideas, but like what am I actually doing? So I mean that's the part that people miss, of course, because it's we're in this era where you take a snippet of something and you run with it. Mm-hmm. and No Name responded and kind of flamed him in like 30 seconds, but the shit that made it big, like add up more, is like Chance the Rapper and like Earl Sweatshirt and like different people were kind of joining in, and they were kind of taking her side. It was like, okay, like Cole, we get what you're saying, but you're also tarnishing what the fuck she's done so far. So like that's been a thing. It's still developing. People are speaking on it, and honestly, like I don't know how I feel. I don't think I blame Cole for it, because He doesn't have a history of slandering people that are trying to advance.
Nah. Shit. And he's always the first one out in the streets, you know, out there, you know, at protests or whatnot.
Yeah,
he's always speaking up. He's always for the people, you know. And people don't like his music because they think it's boring, because he talks about real shit. And I've always, I mean, since back in the day, like, you know, Robbie and Kaden, we've always been big
favorite,
J. Cole fans.
Favorite J. Cole track, go.
Lights, Please. Old
Lights,
school
please
shit.
Is mine is, what's that one where, he gets the girl pregnant. He says it. He's like, knock the biz. What is it? Lost Ones. Lost Ones.
Oh, Lost Ones. That's a hard
that's
one.
That's an OG song right there.
He did that beat ones. Like three times, too.
Yeah, he did.
I'm trying to think of the song. It's on Forest Hills Drive album. Honestly, bro, that
right, so we need to end this.
That Forest Hills
edit
album.
That part, though.
I'm over here singing J. Cole's song now.
Yeah, bro. So, and also one, you know, to cap it off, shout out to Big Boy. Big Boy
big
in the
boy.
Morning. What up with your partner, Big Boy? That nigga.
Wake that ass up, 209. It's your partner, Big Boy.
Yeah, he finally getting his star on the Walk of Fame, which I thought he had one. He's been a staple in LA for, what, 30 years?
A minute, yeah.
Barely getting one. So, like, shout out to that man, Big Boy. He's finally getting his fucking star on the Walk of Fame, and it's finna be.
That's what's up, man.
He
deserves
it.
Yeah, he deserves it. And he's actually, you know, been a big,
we're
like,
all
vocal.
This shit. Oh, man, you over here fucking up our shit, bro.
My
like,
bad, bro.
This man deleted our whole list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all, folks.
That's the podcast, y'all. Like, shout out to y'all for listening if you listen. And we got the biggest, the, you know, our most biggest supporter right here. He'd be the first play on our shit. Shout out to this man,
he
the Traeger man.
To it on the way to
you
work.
Feel me?
to my voice.
Oh, yeah. All right, then, y'all. We out.
All right, we out, y'all.